trying to rub it in your face. I'm just breaking off a little cold hard truth. It is what it is, girl. You did what you did, girl. I'm just doing what a bachelor do. Darling, you can't crash my party with your sorries and what always. Don't be raining on my Mardi Gras parade for a minute. Can I say, babe, you broke up with me?
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel goes on offense, mobilizing 300,000 reservists as the war with the Hamas terror group enters day four.
Israeli warplanes are pounding Gaza City, home to Hamas's centers of government, with relentless bombardments after the nation's prime minister vowed retaliation against the Islamic State group that would, he says, reverberate for generations. Israel military says it's found the bodies of roughly 1,500 Hamas militants in Israeli territory as it's gained effective control in the south. It's not immediately clear if those numbers overlap with deaths previously reported by Palestinian authorities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hamas holding more than 130 civilians hostage. That may include some Americans. The terrorists threaten to start killing their captives. President Biden will break his public silence on the war later today when he addresses the nation. And the president has been interviewed, part of an independent investigation into his handling of classified documents.
A spokesman in the White House counsel's office said the interview was voluntary and took place at the White House on Sunday and Monday. The interview comes several months after classified documents and other material were found in Mr. Biden's private office in Washington and his Wilmington, Delaware residence. Spokesperson Ian Sam said in a statement that the president is cooperating with the investigation. He referred questions to the Justice Department. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, detained in Russia on espionage charges, has lost his appeal against his arrest, and that means he'll stay in jail until November 30th. He was arrested while on a reporting trip in late March. On Wall Street, stock futures higher, the Dow futures up 47. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt. I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you called Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself. Because once I called Trinity, they took care of me, and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Five. GOP leaders weigh changes to House rules governing the speaker vote after eight Republican lawmakers joined all Democrats to oust Representative Kevin McCarthy.
Several House Republicans confirmed as they walked out of a two-hour conference meeting on Monday night that the GOP is considering an amendment to the current House rules that would temporarily require a lawmaker to secure a majority of the entire House, not just their party, to secure the nomination for Speaker, raising the threshold needed to win from a simple majority to 217 or 218 votes. Republicans will meet on Wednesday morning to elect their candidate for Speaker via a secret ballot. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Senior Russian diplomat says Moscow will move to revoke the ratification of a global nuclear test ban to put itself on par with the United States. News and analysis. Townhall.com. Canadian General Motors workers have gone on strike.
The auto workers walked off the job this morning at three GM facilities in Canada after failing to reach an agreement on a contract. Their union, Unifor, represents more than 4,200 workers at the plants. And the union had warned that workers would begin a strike if no agreement were reached by midnight. Unifor President Lana Payne says the union is still speaking with GM, but that there's still a lot of ground that needs to be covered to reach a tentative agreement. Unifor is seeking a contract agreement similar to the three-year labor deal with Ford that was ratified last month. I'm Donna Warder.
A couple of Fed officials suggest the central bank may leave interest rates unchanged at its next meeting in 3 weeks. That's because a surge in long-term interest rates has made borrowing more expensive, could help to cool inflation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. Speaker Robin Voss apparently isn't ready to impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz.
The Assembly leader has previously called for the liberal state Supreme Court justice to recuse herself from a lawsuit challenging state legislative districts, and had even formed a panel of three former justices to explore the possibility of impeaching Protasiewicz. Protasiewicz said Friday she would not recuse from the suit. In a statement released Monday, Voss reiterated his contention that she should have done so, said a U.S. Supreme Court precedent compels her recusal, and that the U.S. Supreme Court will have the last word. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A church group from Wisconsin is safely out of Israel. The Archdiocese of Milwaukee reports 33 people from two Kenosha Catholic parishes on a pilgrimage to Christian holy sites in and around Israel are safe, after making it out of the country on Monday. In a phone call which was shared with parishioners, St. Mary Catholic Church pastor Father Roman Steichel said the group made it across the border into Jordan and may remain there for a day or two before heading home to Wisconsin. The U.S. House may elect a new speaker this week. Jim Jordan of Ohio and Steve Scalise of Louisiana are the only announced candidates. Wisconsin's 2nd District Congressman Mark Pecan says Democrats' expectations are low.
We're kind of have come around to accept that this is a caucus run by the extremist elements. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a spokesperson by intent. And as long as that continues, it really doesn't matter what person you put there. They're going to continue to be ineffective in governing.
Right-wingers led by Florida Republican Matt Gaetz forced the removal of Kevin McCarthy as speaker last week. The House cannot act on legislation until a new speaker is elected. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Police in Rice Lake shot and killed a man over the weekend.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice said the shooting happened at an apartment in Rice Lake Sunday evening after a 911 call reported a woman was stabbed by a man. finding the man barricaded in an apartment. Officers used a canine and less lethal weapons to try to get the man to comply. The Department of Justice said the man charged at officers with a, quote, bladed weapon, end quote, and they fired their weapons, striking the man. First aid was given, but he died at the scene. I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
And First Lady Jill Biden visits the Menominee Nation today, on the day after Indigenous Peoples Day in Wisconsin. First Lady will tour the Menominee Tribal Enterprises sawmill in Neopit to learn about the tribe's sustainable forest management. Biden will also visit the College of Menominee Nation in Kachina to learn about the Menominee's approach to community education and sustainable development. She'll also participate in the Women's Empowerment Summit at the college. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Panasia Oriental Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods, especially items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and special items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpet by La Casa, available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meat, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more. At Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8, and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcome NEB and Food Share customers.
I had thoughts of getting the boat out yesterday and fishing for some crappies or maybe casting a few for muskies, but the cold north wind put an end to those thoughts rather quickly. Now, I can ice fish when it's very cold outdoors, but for some reason, cold, damp wind off the water, open water, just gets me the worst. I'm not trying to talk anybody out of fishing, though. Good luck if you're going. There's some fish to be had for sure in this cold weather pattern as water temperatures continue to slide down into and through the 50s. I did notice that there wasn't anybody on the lake at all yesterday. The entire day, the boat launch was empty. The major fish feeding period today is 8:30 till 10:30 this morning. The minor is 2:45 to 3:45 this afternoon. The moon is now waning crescent. It'll be new next weekend coming up. It'll be setting this evening at around 5 o'clock or so, and then rising tomorrow morning just before 4 o'clock. Good luck fishing or hunting. A lot more leaves on the ground now, so it's opening up in the woods for our visibility. The sunrise time is now 7:11. Sunset time this evening in Park Falls happens at 6:27. Today is cloudy and damp with some occasional very light rain and drizzle with our high at around 48. Northerly winds are increasing back up to about 10 to 18 miles per hour. Tonight's generally cloudy. Could have some breaks. Our low drops to about 35. Any more break in the cloud cover will have some scattered frost. Otherwise, Wednesday, look for skies to become mostly sunny. Our high is at 55. Winds are light from the northeast. Thursday, we cloud up. We'll have a high of 55. Winds pick up out of the east. We could have rain by evening, but our best chance of rain should be arriving Thursday night, continuing on and off Friday, and perhaps into the weekend. Still some rain expected. Expect strong winds from the northeast with temperatures close to 50 for highs, generally around 40 or above for lows. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotic.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Patchy frost possible in spots early today. Otherwise cloudy, a few showers are possible in the area. Highs top out near 45 degrees. Winds northwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight it remains mostly cloudy. Winds become light. Lows drop to 32. Wednesday, still mostly cloudy. Highs approach 50. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mainly cloudy. Patchy frost possible in spots well after midnight. Lows fall back to 34. And then a slight chance for afternoon showers on Thursday. This is weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 40.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment, or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball, after being held hitless into the sixth inning, the Atlanta Braves rallied for an improbable 5-4 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies to even their National League Division Series at one game apiece. Travis d'Arnaud and Austin Riley each hit a two-run homer. A game-ending double play wrapped things up for the Braves. D'Arnaud gave the Braves hope with his shot into the left field seats in the seventh, cutting Philadelphia's lead to 4-3. Riley won it with his home run into the Phillies' bullpen with two outs in the eighth. Elsewhere, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. and the surprising Arizona Diamondbacks made quick work of another Dodgers starter, beating Los Angeles 4-2 behind Zach Gallen for a 2-0 lead in their NL Division Series. The young Diamondbacks improved to 4-0 in these playoffs. This is SRN Sports. In the NFL Monday night game, Robert Spillane intercepted Green Bay's Jordan Love twice. Amik Robertson made a game-sealing pick in the end zone, and the Las Vegas Raiders beat the Green Bay Packers 17-3 to stop a 3-game skid. The Raiders' offense did just enough, with Jimmy Garoppolo completing 22 of 31 passes for 208 yards and a touchdown, despite throwing his NFL-high seventh interception. And in the NHL, the curtain rises on the 2023-2024 regular season with one of the league's biggest stars and one of its newest stars meeting for the first time when Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins face Connor Bedard and the Chicago Blackhawks in the season opener. Two other openers have Vegas hosting Seattle while Nashville visits Tampa Bay. This is SRN Sports.
The Raiders end a three-game slide, knocking out the Packers 17-13 in Las Vegas on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Defense picked Jordan Love off three times in the Vegas win. Love throwing for 182 yards, and the Packers' only touchdown came on an A.J. Dillon run. Packers held Devontae Adams to four catches for 45 yards, but it's the former Green Bay wideout that gets the last laugh.
It was good. I wish I could have been able to send him off with a few more plays made, but at the end of the day, we beat him. Nobody can make up this crazy narrative and talk about how I shouldn't have left and all of this stuff. You know, that was getting ready to come if we didn't win it. So glad to, you know, get that win off of them today. And, you know, we just want to beat everybody. But, you know, today was definitely a little bit more sweet.
Packers have dropped two straight to fall to 2-3, two games behind the Lions atop the NFC North. And another slow start meant just 3 points in the first half for Matt LaFleur's Packers.
Obviously searching for a little bit of answers right now. I think this week will give us an opportunity to kind of go back. And, you know, I thought we did that over the mini bye, but we got to find something to get us going, to jumpstart us.
Baseball playoffs continued last night. A pair of divisional round games in the National League. Atlanta coming from behind to beat the Phillies 5-4, and even that series hit a game apiece. Arizona knocked off the Dodgers 4-2 to go up 2-0 in that series. William Contreras named the Brewers' most valuable player by the Milwaukee chapter, the Baseball Writers. He also added Newcomer of the Year Award. Corbin Burns named Pitcher of the Year. Reliever Bryce Wilson voted the team's unsung hero, and outfielder Christian Yelich named the winner of the Good Guy Award. Bucks back at it tonight. They'll face the Grizzlies in Memphis in exhibition number two during the preseason. Badger men's basketball team picked to finish fifth in the Big Ten by a group of reporters who cover the league. The voting conducted by the Columbus Dispatch. Defending champion Purdue is the odds-on favorite to win it. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And checking out some other local sports notes, the Butternut Middle School girls basketball team back in action after a tough match last Friday against Solon Springs. They were back in action again today looking for a little bit of success against a solid Ironwood team. They cranked up the defense early on, and running some pressure defense paid off to get the girls an early lead, and they cruised to a 36-9 win in the contest versus Ironwood. Gianna Nearing, solid inside and out on both ends of the floor, and she just made some really nice passes too, and she led the team. Nearing, Brooklyn Tremel, and Ellie Kohler, along with Olivia Hammond and Bailey Pritzel, all got in on the offense and the win for Butternut. Moving to 11-2 and traveling to Mercer for their action coming up tonight. The high school football schedule winding down. Just a couple of games left in the eight-man schedule. We'll have Phillips as they travel to take on Washburn. That'll be on Friday night. That'll be on 98Q Country. And you've got Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team hosting Northwood Solon Springs Friday night at 7 o'clock. That'll be on 103.1. The Lakeland volleyball team will be in action today as they play host to Medford. Lakeland swim team will travel to Merrill. The Lakeland boys soccer team will host Kingsford. And the volleyball brackets are being released this week, and we'll talk more about that on the sports tomorrow. We'll find out where our area volleyball teams will play in tournament action. And that's a check of your 98Q Country sports.
Most kids, their favorite holiday is Christmas. Not when you're from a large family, because it might not be your turn to get a present that year. A large family, your favorite holiday is Halloween, because it is incentive-based. If you hustle, you can stock up for the year. Halloween comes around, all you know is you're going to run for as hard as you can, as long as you can. A lot of kids try to tell you, oh, Halloween ends at 10 p.m. Wrong. Halloween ends when people quit answering the door. And most kids, they're just concerned about what they're going to be for Halloween. You ask a kid from a large family, what are you going to be? I'm going to be as fast as I can. You're going to wear a costume? A costume would slow me down. And you hate it when you get to that nice lady's house, that nice lady that just wants to talk Halloween night, and she wants to have a conversation. And what are you supposed to be? I do not have time for this. Put the candy in the bag.
Come to the Halloween Superstore for all your Halloween costuming needs. We have the same tired stuff you saw last year, only at this year's prices. Our cliche costumes, ineffective disguises, and sad, sad wigs have languished in boxes since last year, just waiting for us to put them out again and hope against hope you'll buy them this year. Look for us in that big store that went under that they can't get a real tenant for. That's the Halloween Superstore, where your lack of inspiration meets our same old in a big empty building reeking of despair. Halloween, the funnest holiday ever. Yay.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Ritt.
I'm listening to you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Talk to God like you always tell me I should. I don't live my life every day like you prayed that I would. Yeah, I'm a mess of a man with lessons to learn. You're the last thing on earth I deserve. You should.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
Missing the feel of the wind on my face.
his heartbreak, tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all out, and they're all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say, I'll save it for a rainy day. The lion in bed all stuck in my head. You're just gonna have to wait. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, beer's too cold to be thinking about you. Gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all out, and they're all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say.
Chesney at 98Q, saving it for a rainy day. Going to get a little bit of that, a little bit of rain today. I don't think it's going to be a total washout today, but a chance of a few showers lingering. 41 right now, only 46 for the high today. Although I thought the 39-40 this morning that I briefly went outside walking into the radio station, I thought it was a rather pleasant 40, but wind is going to pick up today. We see that wind blowing around today out of the northwest at about 15 to 30 miles an hour. Enough with the wind already, all right? Ah, the excitement. Can you feel it? The excitement of a Tuesday, the excitement. It is the opening day of a season that just seems like it continues to get longer and longer. And as these professional sports organizations and establishments try to find ways to increase their revenue, they keep making the seasons longer and longer and longer, and everybody's getting them. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce that the National Hockey League begins today. That's right. That's right. Go wild, go wild. The NHL, they introduced the Vegas Knights championship team last night as a part of the broadcast of the Packer game. Still, it's just part of the world kind of off kilter when we continue to have teams from Florida and Vegas winning NHL championships. It just doesn't seem feasible. I mean, when I was a kid, I mean, the refrigeration stuff back in the 70s and 80s wasn't quite as good, so having a team in the South just didn't make a whole lot of sense. But when they figured that out, and then teams moved to some of these warm weather areas, and now, of course, they're doing pretty good because guys are thinking to themselves, man, I could play hockey, but I don't have to play it in 20 below weather. All right, sure. I'll go to Florida. I'll go to Vegas. We're happy for you, Vegas Knights, but come on, really? So the NHL season kicks off with a triple header tonight. The triple header, the baseball playoffs. Continue again tonight. That'll continue into, what, the first probably week of November? See, what is this, the 10th? The divisional, the wild card series will wrap up this week, and then we go seven games, so that'll be, it'll go all the way to November 1st. I'm just crossing my fingers that we could have like a game six at Target Field in Minneapolis, not just because I'm a Twins fan, but I want to see a snowdrift on second base. I just want to see the Twins play the Dodgers and watch these guys from California have to play at Target Field on November 1st. Oh, please, please, baseball gods, shine down upon our cold north here. They like to extend this season out and out and out, don't they? They have more teams in the playoffs, longer playoffs, start the season earlier, stretch it out, keep the merchandise rolling. It's capitalism, Joel. Settle down. So the National Hockey League season gets underway tonight with the Las Vegas Knights as your defending champion. Today is newspaper carrier day today. Newspapers still hanging on as, you know, we move into different generations and different things, but I don't think we've got kids riding their bikes down the street flinging newspapers at doorsteps anymore. I don't think we have that. We've figured out a better way to do that. But maybe in the big cities, possibly. So the newspaper carrier day today used to be a job. I mean, used to be a thing, right? Yeah. I mean, Mac, yeah, get out of my, I won't throw that newspaper in my yard. I mean, that was a pretty good gig. I remember growing up, and I didn't have a job as a newspaper carrier because I lived outside of town. But kids that lived inside in town, they'd get up at 5 in the morning, they'd get their newspapers or ride their bike around town, and fing, 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 they'd break that window and then throw that, and then they'd make a few bucks distributing the newspaper. The Old Farmer's Almanac. Now, I thought I saw a story where it said this, because of El Nino, they were predicting that this winter was going to be a warmer and wet winter because of El Nino. Now the Old Farmer's Almanac comes out, and it says we're going to have a cold and snowy winter. But usually when it's cold, I thought we don't get the snow. We'll talk with Carl. Carl's a big fan of the Farmer's Almanac. We'll talk with him. We'll talk with him tomorrow. They don't even send me a copy of it anymore. They used to send copies to all the radio stations of the Farmer's Almanac. I think the last one I got was like 3 years ago. So that's what the Farmer's Almanac is saying. This year's most popular Halloween costume, what do you think it is? You can usually look to social trending and movies that have been popular. Barbie will be a big one for those who choose to wear Barbie. This is according to HalloweenCostumes.com. Barbie will be popular. The Little Mermaid will be popular. Taylor Swift. Come on, guys. I dare you. Come on. Come on. Go as Taylor Swift. Try to pull it off. Come on. And if you don't know what she looks like, we've got a cutout here from the old, I think it's from the old Shopko store here in Park Falls. We've still got the Taylor Swift cutout that we put at the front desk every once in a while when our front desk person is not available to be here. So Taylor Swift will be a popular one dressed as. I'm not sure. Not sure where you go with that costume. The Powerball up to $1.73 billion. You had a one in like 280 million chance of winning last night. You blew that. Good job. So now it's going to go up to $1.73 billion. By the way, the Powerball numbers were 16, 34, 45, 55, 67, and 14. And nobody did it. Nobody did it out of the zillion people. Not a zillion. It's only the 200 million. I mean, we kind of forget about that. There's $1.73 billion in the jackpot. But the only numbers, of course, that are valid for this one is the ones that were purchased in the last week, which was like, what, 200 million? I think just at some point we just get it where just nobody buys a ticket. We're just like, all right, we've had enough. All right, we've had enough. So $1.73 billion goes to the winner. Don't need that. I've said it before. Don't need that much. Don't need that. Don't want that much. It'll change your life in a way that most of us don't want to. On the political side, RFK Jr. This is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr. is kind of how they refer to him. He has announced initially he was going to run on the Democratic ticket against Joe Biden, but now he has announced that he's dropping his Democratic presidential bid and he is going to launch a independent bid now. He's 69 years old. His father assassinated during his president run in 1968. And he launched his candidacy back in April. So that'll be interesting to see how he does and who he takes votes away from in the election just over a year away. We've got some community events to talk about. I want to mention one right now, and we'll do more here in just a little bit. But there is a family fall festival going on this Saturday. I had a chance to talk to Pastor Jason from the Victory Christian Center this past Saturday at the Fall Fest. This is a free family event. This is going to be down at Elk Lake Park. They're going to have carnival rides. They're going to have bouncy house. They're going to have a petting zoo. They're going to have a pumpkin patch. They're going to have music and food and games and more. And it is at Elk Lake Park. And that is from 11 to 3 right on Highway 13 in Phillips, the Victory Christian Center. putting that on. Pretty cool. Take the family down there. I think you'll have a good time.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/gift guide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/gift guide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/gift guide.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/primetime and use code PRIMETIME. That's code PRIMETIME at prizepicks.com/primetime for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland, just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Patchy frost possible in spots early today. Otherwise cloudy, a few showers are possible in the area. Highs top out near 45 degrees. Winds northwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight it remains mostly cloudy. Winds become light. Lows drop to 32. Wednesday, still mostly cloudy. Highs approach 50. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mainly cloudy. Patchy frost possible in spots well after midnight. Lows fall back to 34. And then a slight chance for afternoon showers on Thursday. This is weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 40.
Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road.
The greatest
Country.
Riding right and wrong is wrong, yeah, we're doing things a little different, right?
favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
Everybody's got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank, and I ain't hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks, stuck on repeat. I'll save you a seat. Son, and if your girl don't love you no more, well, here's a tall boy to cry in.